Now, I titled this video today, "The Uncomfortable Truth of Female Attraction is that their emotional state is poachable from person to person or from guy to guy." Now, what that means is that means if she has a heightened emotional state or she has heightened attraction for a specific guy or in a certain event, that energy state is actually transferable to the next man or to the next person. That means you need to be extremely aware of this, because what you are going to see oftentimes is that your preconceived notion on relationships and building trust and building chemistry can oftentimes be crumbled at the drop of a hat, because her energy state and her emotional sensitivity to a specific man in that exact moment changed. Therefore, it led her emotions to work in that guy's favor, and now she strays. This video, I'm going to be showing you exactly how to get around this, and I'm going to be showing you how to make sure that these issues do not happen in your dating life, especially when you go out on dates, or especially when you go out in the nightlife and at social events. Now, after this video is over, I want you to click the link in the description and check out my behind the scenes process called MBT. MBT stands for Masculine Behavioral Techniques, and this is an exact process that you can copy directly into your dating life and get results far quicker at a far easier pace than majority of all other men. Over the years, MBT is a process that thousands of men have been using to get real girlfriends, to actually have a successful dating life, and to make sure that they can approach and attract the type of companions that they've always wanted. I want you to check that out. The link is in the description. Be sure to do that after today's video is over. Okay, like I said, very uncomfortable video, very uncomfortable truth, but today I'm going to be showing you the uncomfortable truth of female attraction, and that is the fact that their energy state transferable, or their energy state that is triggering attraction towards a specific guy, is poachable. That means the next guy who swoops in can take it, or he can make sure that that attraction that was generated now works in his favor instead of in your favor. Now, I'm going to be giving numerous examples with this, but let's dive in. A woman's emotional state is transferable from person to person. Okay, that means women choose when they want to go home with someone. And what I mean by that is they oftentimes will go out with that intention, okay? It will be a specific mood that she's in, or it will be a specific feeling, and she's with her girlfriends, and she maybe will get all dressed up, and she maybe will decide for herself that night that she wants to go home with somebody. They will oftentimes decide this before they even go out, and this will actually dictate their emotional state and the energy that they are bringing into social environments, and this is oftentimes something that they decide for themselves well in advance. So here's what I can tell you, okay? Attraction mechanisms change quickly as they have a wide array of shiny objects that they are attracted to. Okay, women have a large set of attraction triggers. Women have a large set of, you know, shiny objects that they gravitate towards. This guy, it might be how tall he is. This guy, maybe it's his status. This guy, it's that he's well-liked in his social group. This guy's funny. This guy's charming. This guy has six-pack abs. They have a wide array of things that they are attracted to, which means her heightened emotional state in a specific moment can be transferred to the next man if you do not pay attention. So let me give you a couple examples of myself just from this past weekend. So one of my friends, I just talked to him this morning, he said he went out this week. He's really good shape, you know, six pack abs, shredded, good looking guy. Okay, he goes out, and all of a sudden there's a couple older women who are approaching him. And then on top of that, some of these women at this event he was at, or at this bar, whatever the case may be, they were actually married. Now one of the married women is giving him a kiss on the cheek, rubbing his stomach. Meanwhile, the husband is actually having to watch this. But what you got to understand is that the women cannot even help it, because since they are naturally drawn to what other women are drawn to, their attraction in that one moment is going to be fixated on that specific guy. Women oftentimes do not show loyalty and they do not show love to the men that they are with, because their attraction and their emotions pull them in different directions. This is just one example. I also have another example. Myself, yesterday, I was at a country music concert, and the group that I was with, one of the girls inside of that group, okay, she actually had a boyfriend. Now, she had a boyfriend, but he wasn't there, and what happened is even the emotional state that she was seeing, okay, between the chemistry other guys have with other girls, or she was looking at her friend in this situation, even though she had a boyfriend, she was looking at everybody else, and jealousy was created. The emotion of jealousy was facilitated in that woman. And even though she had a boyfriend, she was walking around this country concert the entire time, and she was saying, "I need to find a man."
Well, why? Because she sees other couples dancing. She sees other couples having a good time. Now she feels like she's missing out. That emotion of jealousy was aroused, or that emotion of jealousy was now facilitated. And what happens? Next thing you know, she's wanting to talk to other men, or she's wanting to dance with other men at the country concert. This is what happens, okay? This is the truth, and this is how the world works, and this is how the world operates. You cannot get around it. So, here's what I can tell you about women and about dating after 10 years of doing this for myself in my own dating life. Emotions in a specific moment always trump status, and it always trumps value. What does that mean? I'll give you a perfect example to narrate this properly. For those of you who are video people, where you're like, you're a video warrior, where you just love watching video after video after video, and you never actually go out in the real world and date, this is not going to make sense to you, okay? For those of you who actually go out, for those of you who actually date women, for those of you who actually have a social life of abundance, for those of you who actually have friends, this is going to make total sense, okay? Let me give you an example. A girl is at an event, or a girl is at a concert with a guy. Let's say it's her boyfriend. Let's just make up an example. He's 6'5". He has 1 million followers on the internet. He has sex appeal, he has a mansion, and he has a private jet, okay? This man on paper has high levels of status and high levels of value going into this event with this woman. However, now they go out. As they go out, now a girl, or the girl that he brought to this concert or this event, this girl now sees a group of guys, okay, or let's say she sees a group of five or six dudes, and here's what they're doing. These dudes are chanting up and down, jumping, having a good time. So they're chanting. Let's say they're screaming a bunch of stuff, and let's say they're drinking, right? So it's like they're totally the life of a party, or they are the life of that party. They are demonstrating so much value in that moment. They have brotherhood and connection. They are a source of good energy. They are a source of good vibe, okay? And in that exact moment, they are demonstrating a higher level of value. Those five or six guys who all have a shared interest, who are all friends, who are all gathering together in a social circle, who are all yelling and screaming and chanting and doing awesome things and having the time of their life. That woman, okay, who went to the event with this guy who is a total baller, she is going to have a higher heightened emotional sensitivity watching this five or six guys have brotherhood and camaraderie, because now the guy that she's with has been singled out, and even though he has social value, he's the lone wolf, and the other men who are part of that community or who are part of that interaction right there in the moment, they have more social value. They are demonstrating a higher level of value socially in that exact moment, and her attraction mechanisms will be geared towards either one of the guys in that group or a specific guy in that group, or even potentially all of the guys in that group. Emotions in the moment with women always trump status, and it always trumps value. This is why those of you putting all of your eggs in one basket when it comes to one specific woman that you really like, or on top of that, what you're doing oftentimes is, let's say you are still clinging on to the beliefs that relationships are going to serve you and that, you know, this is going to bring you lots of fulfillment. This couldn't be further from the truth. If you are leading your life through those beliefs, you're going to be sorely mistaken when you see that the world does not actually operate that way. Now, to get around this, or to make this easier for you, with women, you want to only enter into races that you know that you can win. Here's what I mean by this. I'm going to give you an analogy, or I'm going to give you a comparison. Michael Phelps, the swimmer, okay? The amazing swimmer. Michael Phelps, the swimmer, is essentially ineffective on a professional basketball court, okay? Even though he has tons of value, even though he's famous for swimming, even though he's a really good athlete, in this circumstance right here, if there's women around, the men who actually have the status and the value, since a woman's attraction mechanisms can transfer from man to man, the men who are actually playing on the professional basketball court in that moment have more value. He is essentially ineffective from an athletic standpoint in that exact circumstance. So let me give you an example. With women and with dates in general, you only want to go where you show competency. You as a man, you're not going to be competent in everything. There's going to be certain things you're good at. There's going to be certain things you're terrible at. Let me give you an example. Let's say a girl says to a guy, hey, right, let's go surfing. Okay, she says, hey, let's go surfing. And let's say you can't surf or you don't know how to surf. And then you get to the beach and then there's a bunch of other guys there who can surf. Now you are at the lower value in that surfing hierarchy because her attraction now transfers to the men who are displaying the competency and the athleticism surfing. Now, you're probably great at 100 other things, but in that one instance, when it comes to surfing, you can't do it, okay? I myself do not know how to ski or I do not know how to snowboard. I'm probably not going to take a girl out on a date or even a girl who I'm in a relationship with. I'm probably not going to say, hey, let's go skiing or let's do this. One thing I do know how to do is I know how to lift weights really well. So I might say, hey, I'm going to the gym at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. Want to come with me and hit legs? I'll take you through a gym workout. Well, cool. Now if I hit legs with her, I'm the coach, so she's following my lead. I'm showing competency because I'm good at working out and it's something we can both do together. Easy. I entered into a race that I know that I can win. Simple. So, here's what I can tell you. What you have to do or what you have to focus on is you have to simplify this to how attraction is when you're first seeing attraction, you know, growing up or whatever the case may be. Lone wolves in life do not do well, and what I can tell you is you need other men. So in middle school and in high school, when you were growing up, okay, why do the best athletes get all the girls? The best athletes get all the girls for a variety of reasons, but it boils down to a specific three. The first thing that the athletes have is brotherhood. Okay, so they're all on a team. They're all on a football team. They're all on a basketball team. They're all on a wrestling team, whatever. There's a sense of unity. There's a sense of brotherhood. Women are drawn to that. Okay, that's first. The second thing that the men have is recognition. They are recognized for being standout athletes, and that boils into status, or that boils down to status. So these three things, brotherhood, recognition, and status, now it shows that you're well-liked. If you're well-liked, you have high approval. If you have high approval, she now has massive amounts of attraction for you. So take this a step further and think about this with me. High school does not end, or it does not stop in the real world as you get older. Okay, you need to enter into races that you know that you can win. Okay, if you're a star sprinter, you do not enter into the 1600 meter dash. Okay, you enter into a race that you know that you can win, which would be the 100 meter dash because you're a sprinter. You want to enter into races that you know that you can win. Men with high status and men with high levels of competency, if they put themselves into the wrong race, they're not able to demonstrate attraction, and her attraction will now gravitate towards other men because the uncomfortable truth of female attraction and emotional sensitivity is that their emotional state is poachable or transferable from person to person depending on who they are surrounded by. If you like this video, hit the like button. For some of you who, if you're watching this and this is such a high level concept, you need to actually start going out, okay? The things that I've learned over the years, over the past 10 years, actually came from real life dating, from having real life long-term relationships, okay? From going to house parties, from going to social events, from having a social group. You cannot ignore those things. That is how the real world plays out. If you tell yourself you're going to just learn about all this stuff without actually putting it into real life practicality or practical use, it's not going to work. If you like this video, hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.